Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Just payments and closing costs online in real time. Understand this. Rocket can. A big shout out to producer Dave, who's come on to make sure that this show runs smooth. And a big thank you to Bill Bender from the Sporting News. He's a college football writer, for joining us to talk about everything going on in the world of college football. And we know it's been a tough bunch of months. Several days has been like the day and moment of reckoning, as it looks like we're going to have a lot of cancellations. So just get ready for that. It's just really a matter of keeping folks safe. That is exactly what we want. That's ultimately what we want for our college athletes, and that's what we want to move towards. All right? It's real simple. You can find me online any moment, anytime, at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And I get started 10 p.m. Eastern time every single night, 7 p.m. Pacific. And we're going to shift gears here a little bit. I know we're going to be talking about college football for the remainder of the week, especially as news continues to come out and conferences continue to cancel. But something that has been a success, as producer Tom shared before we went to break, the NHL has been a success with their bubble. The NBA has been a success with their bubble. Unless you're a fan of the Los Angeles Lakers, and every time you look at a score, they're seemingly, getting beat up. And people are starting to worry about their offense. And they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. But even right now, a few minutes ago, Kyle Kuzma saves the Lakers with a game-winning three with 0.4 seconds left. And they avoid overtime. And the Lakers scrape by the Denver Nuggets. So maybe people will relax just a little bit as the Lakers try to figure out their rotation. But as we move towards the conclusion of our eight-game regular season and get ready for the playoffs, this is what I've been waiting for. We had the scrimmage games. We've had these eight-game regular season games to finish things up and move us towards the playoffs. And if you don't recall, we're actually going to have play-in games for that eighth spot, not in the East. The Washington Wizards are pretty much out. They were pretty much out from the time that they even got accepted into the bubble. We know nothing was going to happen there. No Bradley Beal, no Davis Bertans. John Wall has been out seemingly for 2 years dealing with all of his injuries. But when it comes down to the West, we knew it was going to be tough. The whole Western Conference was going to be difficult. And then when you moved into that latter spot, that eighth spot, the Pelicans are out. And now it's pretty much we're gonna see between the Grizzlies. Doesn't look likely. No Jackson Jr. The Suns, where Booker has been lighting it up. The Spurs, I still don't think they're going to get in. And then you have the Portland Trailblazers, which are pretty stacked of a team when you think about primarily their starting lineup. You're able to bring back Jokic. You have a lighter Carmelo Anthony who can still put some points on the board, even if you aren't happy with his shooting percentage. He can go off. And then you also have the same in C.J. McCollum. And then you have someone in Damian Lillard who I don't want to say is underrated by any stretch of the imagination, but he may not get the same amount of attention as some of the other superstars in the NBA because he plays up in the Pacific Northwest. And he just lights it up. He's not overly flashy. He's not someone that the NBA is built around when it comes to their marketing machine. He's not Giannis Antetokounmpo. No one is LeBron James. He doesn't get the hype in comparisons of an Anthony Davis. And it's amazing to think that he just turned 30 years old. He's a five-time All-Star, All-NBA, former Rookie of the Year. He's been in the league since 2012. It's wild. His name is Damian Lillard. A lot of folks can look at someone like Damian Lillard and say, well, shoot, he's an amazing player. He's an amazing shooter. Every single year you can bet or bank on the fact that he's going to knock down about 37, 38% of his three-pointers. You can pretty much bank that he's always going to stay healthy. He's going to give you approximately 38 minutes a game. He's a baller out of Oakland. He says what's on his mind. He gets to the point, and then he's clutch. Over the years, he's been clutch, and he's been steadfast in that he's not a fan of, you know, people jumping teams and wanting to stay in Portland, and he's not a fan of all of these guys teaming up. And he's made some big shots over the sorts and stretch of his career. Well, this past Saturday afternoon, as we've seen, we've had guys lighted up in the bubble like nobody's business. I mean, Damian Lillard is out here almost every other game dropping 50 points per. But on Saturday, he showed that he was mortal. The Blazers lost to the Clippers 122-117. Damian Lillard surprisingly missed two key free throws. They lost the game, obviously, and he's almost like a 89-90% free throw shooter. And Pat Beverly, who basically makes an NBA career out of being annoying, you know, he was mocking Damian Lillard after the game. And because Damian Lillard is a whole lot more a substance than flash, even though he has a flair for the dramatic, especially on a basketball court, he's not share and responding. And he was actually asked about Pat Beverly showing out, mocking him after he missed those free throws. And he had some darts for both Pat Beverly and his teammate, Paul George. Listen to what Damian Lillard had to say.
Asking me about Patrick Beverly, who I sent him home before at the end of a game. Paul George just got sent home by me last year in the playoffs. So they know that the reason they're reacting like that is because of what they expect from me, which is a sign of respect. And it just shows what I've done at a high clip more times than not. So I'm not offended by it. If anything, it should just tell you how much it hurt them to go through what I put them through in those situations previously.
Ooh, and it's true. Thunder eliminated in a game five. Paul George on a squad. Years ago, Pat Beverly tried defending, Damian Lillard, got a three to the face, ending the game. Damian Lillard on the basketball court, he's an assassin. He gets right to it. And if you're not aware, Damian Lillard is also an established, to a certain degree, I gather, as established as a professional athlete can be as a musician. You know, he raps. He puts rhymes together. He releases and drops records. He put out a record following the killing of George Floyd. This is what Damian Lillard does. He's not shy. And this is a start of trolling that basically went back and forth on social media. Things even went as far as Damian Lillard's sister getting involved and saying some things about poor George, the mother of one of his children. Things went off of the basketball court and some wild things were said. But if there's anything I do appreciate about Damian Lillard is that he's pretty much said, you know what? Paul George, you're out here switching teams. Paul George responded and said, you're getting sent home this year. Damian Lillard says, keep switching teams, running from the grind. You boys are chumps. And we hear that a lot. How much have we heard that over the past, let's just say 10 years, about super teams? That LeBron took the easy way out. That the Golden State Warriors, even though they drafted a lot of their talent. Kevin Durant decides to go. And now, you know, why are you choosing that route? And do we still have loyalty in sports? You know, does that even exist? We have players who are well within their rights to go out. But do you miss the days where you can pretty much say, hey, I know Hakeem Olajuwon is going to be a Houston Rocket? Do you miss the time in the day where you knew Isaiah Thomas was and only was a Piston? And over the course of years, we know free agency has come and go. In the NBA's case, Oscar Robertson was fighting for it, dating back to the 70s. They didn't get it until the 80s. But is there loyalty missing? Is there any sense of loyalty in professional sports, especially the NBA? I mean, Anthony Davis, is he going to be long to be a member of the Los Angeles Lakers? We have Damian Lillard, who last year signed a 4-year extension to stick around in Portland. He doesn't have to. You know, Giannis Antetokounmpo says up and down, inside out, how much he loves Milwaukee, but he prioritizes winning. Is there a circumstance where we see Giannis Antetokounmpo say, hey, I want to go to Golden State. I want to play with Steph Curry. Is Giannis Antetokounmpo less loyal to Milwaukee if he decides to leave? Where is loyalty in sports? We spoke about this briefly with college athletes, and they're not paid. And they are starting to find more of their voice where they're able to stand up for issues, where they're able to represent and share their thoughts, whether it be from social media. A lot of these athletes, the ones that we hear from, are going to be professionals. They're going to have a voice. What does this mean by the time they get into the league? Joe Burrow, who hasn't played a snap in the NFL, is still being an advocate for college athletes who haven't played or want to play. I mean, Joe Burrow, in support of folks like Trevor Lawrence, says, I feel for all college athletes right now. I hope their voices are heard by the decision makers. If this happened a year ago, I may be looking for a job right now. Well, Joe Burrow, you technically already did have a job. You just weren't being paid. But Damian Lillard is paid handsomely for the job that he does for the Portland Trailblazers. $30 million approximately per year for the next several years. In 2 years, Damian Lillard is going to make $43 million to go up and suit up for the Portland Trailblazers. So he gets his cash. Is there loyalty in sports? Do you miss that sense of loyalty? I personally am just happy to see the best play the best. I mean, you have someone like Devin Booker playing for the Suns. I mean, is Robert Sarver, you know, ever really going to open up his wallet and allow him to get some help? Are they ever going to run a solid structural organization where they can build? Is DeAndre Ayton going to be that guy in Phoenix? That is an additional help for Devin Booker, or is he going to rot away playing for the Phoenix Suns? And if he decides to leave, you know, can you blame him? Draymond Green already made clear, hey, this is someone who needs to go. I want to go ahead and ask producer Dave. Dave, what do you think about players? You know, Dame Lillard says, Paul George, you just out here switching teams. What do you think about players who just run around doing what they want?
I mean, in the NBA, more than other sports, they have that power and that control where they can kind of dictate where they want to go. And you see the best of the best in the game, LeBron, he does it. But I don't like it, personally. I mean, I think it's like that mentality you saw with Kevin Durant. You can't beat him, then you join him. And to me, winning a championship is hard enough. I get it. But it just waters it down that much more. And if you're going to get paid that much and that much more to stay with your team, and that's what the NBA has tried to do, is let teams pay their guys more, try to encourage them to stick around. I miss that. I miss the guy who played, you know, 18 seasons with the same team, and it's true. You just don't really see it anymore.
You don't. I mean, players have so much freedom now. Free agency in the NBA is moving towards, you know, being 30 years old. This is the reality. Players have had the opportunity to move around and go where they'd like. And isn't that what we all want? it's different when you have an attachment to a player, to a team. If you think about players who are decided to force trades, whether it be in the NBA or the NFL, Jamal Adams basically tweeted himself out of New York City and is a member of the Seattle Seahawks. Yannick Ngakoue is pretty much tried to go the same route in going scorched earth against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The NBA players, because basketball is so much more of a star and individual-driven sport, you can have a LeBron James who's basically a walking contender or has been a walking contender on any team that he's played for. You know, we don't have many players like that. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he might be the next guy. You see the talent of someone like James Harden, who is an all-world player with Hall of Fame talent, who will go into the Hall of Fame, but ultimately, you know, won't win. Not the style of what he's doing right now. Can he go to a team and be a sixth man and succeed? Are we going to fault James Harden if he does that? You know, these players have options. And the way I look at it, it's no different than any of us. You have options to a certain degree of where you want to work. If you have a competitor where you can go ahead and do the same job, make the same amount of money, if not more, or still be paid handsomely, and then more importantly, be happy, wouldn't you choose to do so? The only difference is you don't have, you know, a fan base. You don't have the media telling you, well, this is what you should do, or this is what you did for your decision. And this is what professional athletes sign up for. Paul George is, quite frankly, you know, he's doing some chirping for a guy who left Indiana because he didn't feel that they were going to pay. He went to Oklahoma City and played with Russell Westbrook and then ultimately decided, I want to go home. I mean, yeah, it does come across as a little disingenuous, but the players have options. I think at this point in time, we can pretty much expect that if an NBA player wants to leave and he's a star, he's going to do it. And he can force his way out. He can wait for free agency. And the players make so much money now. You know, nobody wants to leave a few million dollars on the table. Who wants to do that? But they can make it in other places. You know, what's another $10 million when I know 30 is still going to come? And that may be an issue for someone like Giannis Antetokounmpo, or may not be an issue for Giannis Antetokounmpo, who at one point in his life was hawking jewelry on the streets as an immigrant in Greece. That is the reality. So, you know, money can be the center point for a lot of people, but not for all, especially when you and generations of your family are set for life. So when it comes to loyalty in sports, hey, I don't think there is any. Let these guys go where the hell they want to go. It's not always great watching guys like Kevin Durant say, I want to go to Golden State. But I find a situation like that to be an anomaly. You know, it'll happen every now and then. But the NBA, especially for all sports, it's not like the NFL. It's not really built for parity. The NFL is built in such a way that, hey, you can stay in contention, but your organization is going to ebb and flow. And it depends on your leadership. The NBA is built strictly around superstars, and the superstars have all of the power. I'm going to take your phone calls right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you miss aspects of loyalty in sports? Is there any loyalty in sports? Should athletes stay and remain loyal to organizations who pay them handsomely, or should athletes just continue doing what they're doing, wielding all of the power? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yep. That is actually an NBA All-Star you hear rapping in the background. That's Damian Lillard, also known as Dame Dollar. I told you he was a rapper. That is his song, Goat Spirit. He recorded it during the pandemic. And not only is he someone who has a career as a musician, I don't know if he's able to monetize it right now, but we know he's an assassin out on the court, on the floor. Paul George has seen it. Pat Beverly has experienced it. If you watch the NBA, you know Damian Lillard has a reputation for being as clutch as they come. And when he did have a minor failing, Pat Beverly and Paul George wanted to let him know about it. Paul George wrote, "Hey, you're getting sent home this year." And Damian Lillard replied, "Keep switching teams, running from the grind. You boys is chumps." And Damian Lillard has been steadfast that I am going to stay in Portland. I'm going to make my mark here. I'm not necessarily running around and teaming up with anybody. Paul George left Indiana, didn't feel that they were spending, goes to Oklahoma City, says that he loves it, but ultimately that, hey, I want to go home. And he goes home and he teams up with Kawhi Leonard in Los Angeles and plays for the Clippers. The NBA is a unique sport. Players have a little bit more power. It's more of an individual sport. You can get one player who can basically put his team on his back, like a LeBron James. You can team up with others and pretty much drive yourself to an NBA title. You know, is loyalty gone in the NBA? Should players feel more of an obligation to represent their teams or organizations? I say no. I mean, these are contracted players. They sign contracts. It's like, I'm going to sell out and do my services for you for X amount of time, and then I'm going to have the freedom to go. Certain players get no trade clauses. Certain players are pretty much stuck where they're at. The better you are, the more, you know, leeway you have. That's what you get. The phone lines are open to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you miss loyalty in sports? Do you miss loyalty in the NBA? 855-212-4CBS. Our line is sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and check in with Kevin. He's calling up from South Dakota. Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about loyalty in sports?
Actually, you know, you've hit it right on the head. It is loyalty. And that's back when you were growing up, you know, your players never left. There was no free agency. So loyalty is a huge thing. So I agree with you 100%. 100%. And also, you know, we just got to make things better and make sports again because we're dealing with a lot right now. And, you know, but baseball seems to be going good. You know, basketball, NBA, they are brilliant. They are brilliant. They're however they laid this out is the most brilliant thing I've ever seen in my life. The NBA really has nailed it.
All right. Well, Kevin, I certainly have said that Adam Silver is probably the best commissioner in American sports. They've done an amazing job in what they've pulled off and also the presentation. And just the fact that we can have basketball, I think, is a beautiful thing. I appreciate you for calling up from South Dakota, Kev.
Thank you very much.
No doubt about it. We'll continue with your phone calls, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you miss loyalty in sports? Is the NBA lacking in loyalty? Does it hurt the game that players can go around and pretty much go where they like? I mean, not everybody can do this. You have to be a star. There's only but so many stars. Let's continue on the phone lines. Let's talk to Theo. Theo is calling up from Omaha, Nebraska. Theo, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I think when it comes to leadership and loyalty in sports, I think it starts at the top with leadership. I think some of the players maybe are cut from a different cloth. like Giannis and Dame Lillard, where I think they will be true to their word and stay with those organizations, especially since, you know, Dame being from a small school and Giannis being kind of an unknown, you know, project overseas. These organizations did take an opportunity and a chance on them and gave them an opportunity when no one else on the teams kind of looked them over. But I think, like you said too earlier, in the closing, JR, that I think that, you know, the free agency has its place as long as the player is contractually fulfilled his obligation. Like Kevin Durant, maybe he didn't do it the right way by, you know, going to the team that beat him. But I think that's what Spencer Haywood fought so hard for back in the 70s in the NBA. Even back then, they were forerunning in that event where they were ahead of Major League Baseball and NFL with allowing guys to exercise free agency. Thank you for taking my call, Jeff.
No doubt about it. Thank you to Theo for calling up from Nebraska. Yeah. I mean, if a player goes out and feels like a true connection, being an athlete isn't a partnership. You get drafted by a team. It's pretty much, this is what your contract states you're going to make. This is what you're slotted as. You can fulfill your contract, and obviously there are incentives to keep you in the city that drafted you if you work out. And if not, the teams also have the option to say no. The team has the option to say, you suck, we don't want you here. You know, let's go ahead and look at somebody like Anthony Bennett, who was drafted in such a high place. He probably didn't need to be. When the time came, Cleveland didn't keep him around. Toronto didn't keep him around. He was let go. And so the players have the same option that, listen, if I don't want to stay here, I'm not. If I feel mistreated, I'm going. Kawhi Leonard left the San Antonio Spurs because he no longer trusted their medical staff and because he felt he was misdiagnosed and put his career in peril. That's the reality. Why should he be forced to stay? Why should he be required to stay? For someone like LeBron James, if you have his power and you can pretty much dictate to go where you want, why would you want to stay? You got options, exercise them. Isn't that what we all want? As people, as human beings, don't you want options? And if you're afforded those options, wouldn't you want to exercise them? We'll continue this conversation and continue with your phone calls as well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you miss loyalty in sports? Do you feel athletes aren't as loyal as they used to be? Obviously, with the advent and the spread of free agency, that's changed a lot. But some players like Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo, they've made clear they're not moving. They're not going anywhere. But then you have a Paul George who bounces from team to team. You have a Kevin Durant who's well within his right, leaves Oklahoma City, goes to the team that beats him, leaves them where he was on a super team. I guess he didn't feel appreciated, didn't enjoy the game, didn't want to play there anymore, and now he's in Brooklyn. And time will tell what that's in store. Where is loyalty in sports? We will take your phone calls. And then speaking of loyalty and athletes doing what they want, Joel Embiid had an interesting comment about his future and how or where or if he'll even play if the NBA continues the way it is. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about loyalty in sports. Does it still exist? Is it even around in the NBA where we have free agency? We have players who go out and join super teams. Damian Lillard was basically taunted and trolled by Patrick Beverley and Paul George for missing a couple of free throws when we've seen what Damian Lillard can do in the past. And Paul George says, you know, you're getting sent home this year. And Damian Lillard responded and said, keep switching teams, running from the grind. You boys is chumps. Is Damian Lillard right? You know, is Paul George, is he taking the easy way out by jumping from team to team? I mean, I think, isn't Paul George well within his right? I mean, this is part of the deal. Like, you switch teams, be prepared for what comes with it. You know, Kevin Durant got himself a title. He got himself a ring going to Golden State. Would he have gotten a ring staying in Oklahoma City? The money is going to come. We know that. The players are going to get paid. The superstars, all these players are going to get paid. But are you going to be happy? Isn't that what you want at the same time? Let's go ahead and continue on these phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. We have Tony from Toronto on the line. Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, Jar, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What are your thoughts?
You know what? I miss the old days where the players stayed and were loyal to the team. And you know what? Those players faced, I'm sure, tough situations. But like the rest of society, it's not a disposable thing where, you know, I'm not too pleased with this. TV's old. Get rid of it. Don't fix it. Don't deal with it. Chase the money. You know, money's not everything, my friend. And, you know, you look at nowadays, these guys are just chasing the dollar. Where does it stop? And I understand. It's your prerogative. If that's your focus and you want to make, at the end of your career, $400 million versus $250 million, but in the end, does your life change so much better because you got $150 million more? Whereas, and he's, you know what? I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. But my allegiance might start switching over when I look at a guy like Mahomes, who says, you know what? I'm happy here in Kansas City. I'm going to get this chunk of change. Yeah, I might have got more if I just signed a five-year deal and then looked at my options. And you can see that he means what he says. He buys into the KC Royals. So to me, here's a modern athlete playing maybe by the old-school principles. And good for him. And excellent for Damon Lillard for coming up and speaking up.
Sure.
I wish, and as a fan base, I think, sorry if I'm being long-winded here, JR.
No.
I think in the end, the more loyal the players are and the owners are to the city, to the club, the better off all of them will be financially, because who doesn't buy a jersey of their favorite player who's been with the team for 12, 15 years? You know,
sure.
There's guys that played that are probably the best out there. I'm going to look at Dan.
Tony. I mean, just to respond to some of the points that you've made, I mean, we have superstars in the NBA who, I mean, they are incentivized financially to stay with their original teams. But we still have players who leave and take less money. So I don't want to necessarily say that they are just chasing the dollar. I mean, okay, what's $20 million less? What's $30 million less? What's a $200 million contract versus one for $175? I mean, we have players who take less. And then I don't know if Pat Mahomes... We'll name you one. Kevin Durant made millions of dollars less contract wise to go to Golden State. The players, the NBA had and understood their problem, and the NBA did their best to try to adjust it to say, hey, if you stay with your current franchise, you make more money. But the players actually still go out and still leave. So I don't know if that's the best argument. And then when it relates when it relates to Patrick Mahomes, I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is the best example, because Patrick Mahomes is making more money than anyone who has ever played in the NFL.
Yeah, but he could have made more. And JR,
yes, we know he could have made more. But at the end of the day, they say, hey, how many people go out there and get a 10-year contract? Donovan McNabb is one of the last people I remembered who got a 10-year contract. That didn't work out. Michael Vick got a 10-year contract. Here you have an athlete who got a 10-year contract, and then also has the opportunity to make $500 million. I mean, if we were able to give out that type of money, if people had Pat Mahomes' talent, yeah, people wouldn't be leaving. So I think that's pretty simple there.
Can I ask you a question, JR?
You can, Tony.
Please, thank you. When you were growing up, who was your favorite players?
Oh, favorite players growing up? Oh my goodness, where would I go?
Yeah.
Someone like Magic Johnson, Don Mattingly.
Okay.
These were some of my favorite players.
Let's stop right there. Let's just go with those two, right?
Yes.
Where were their careers?
we know where their careers were. But I will tell you this, right, that when they played, free agency did not exist. The players didn't have the option. Free agency in the NBA didn't get started until later on in Magic Johnson's career. In the case of Don Mattingly, yes, okay, he was one of the rarities of the Yankees, but free agency in Major League Baseball didn't get started until the 70s, and it's something that they all fought for. So I understand from a fan's perspective saying that, hey, I represent this team, I bought this jersey, I love this player, I hope he doesn't go anywhere, and being upset when he does, but I'm not mad at them. And it is very inaccurate. It is wrong, especially in the NBA, to say that these players that leave their home cities that drafted them are doing it for money. Because a lot of times they actually take on less money on their contract. And players, it really doesn't matter now. Damian Lillard is going to make $43 million. There was a point in time where if Damian Lillard wanted to see that much money, he'd have to play in Los Angeles. He'd have to play in New York. He'd have to supplement his income with marketing dollars. And he doesn't have to, because the NBA generates that much money. The teams generate that much money. And he's not beholden to playing for a franchise. Mike is calling up from Indiana. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
How you doing?
I'm good, Mike. Shoot.
About your loyalty question, I think it's way different from the NFL to the NBA.
It is, yeah.
Myself, personally, the NFL picked a team, been with it my whole life. Started it off with a player that I liked on that team. Actually met Alan Page when I was a little boy and followed him to the Vikings. Now, in the NBA, it was the same thing with Kareem. He went to the Lakers. Now, in the NBA, I'm a diehard Lakers fan, but there's tons of players that I like to watch just because they're great. So I watch all NBA. Now, when it comes to football, I still watch other players that I like to watch, but my team is my team, and I'm loyal to my team. And I think a lot of other fans are loyal to their team, but the NBA has changed in such a way that the players are moving around all the time. They're trying to play for good organizations. I think when you say people are chasing the money, it's not so much about chasing the money, but having a better work environment and maybe a better location.
Sure.
I think a lot of it has to do with who they're going to play with and what their organization
Correct.
Is like.
No,
and in the NFL, it's a lot of the same thing. A lot of these guys get out of organizations more
than... Mike. It's different, Mike, and this is the largest difference. And thank you for calling up from Indiana. NFL players and their contracts are not guaranteed. You're trying to make that money up front. So when if you want to talk about the NFL, throw loyalty out of the damn window, because you have to negotiate your cash up front, because this is a cutthroat business. You can be injured at any point in time, and you can be out on the street. That's the reality of it. The NBA operates in a different space. The contracts and the money that an NBA player makes is guaranteed. You know those checks are going to cash. You know those checks are going to clear regardless of whether you're injured or not. And I do agree with you. It's not necessarily about the money. NBA players are going to get paid. They are going to get their money. But if you are somewhere where you're not happy, or you want to play for a different organization, yeah, they have options. And if you got options, utilize them. It's really simple. Kevin is calling up from Atlanta. Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey there, JR, man. Thanks, Seth, for my call.
Sure, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that when it comes to, like, my athlete being loyal to ball clubs, that I can understand why athletes these days choose to go in a opposite route, you know, go towards like fulfilling a dynasty so far, like winning championships or going somewhere where they can make a bunch of money. Because I watch here in Atlanta, I watch how Dominique Wilkins and I watch how other athletes commit to teams for like years, even Patrick Ewing. We watch Jordan, we watch Montana, we watch Gretzky. watch a lot of athletes not even finish their careers in cities that they actually build teams up for, you know. So being loyal to an athlete, being loyal to a team, it just doesn't make sense this day and age like it did probably 10 to 15, well, about 20 years ago, where, you know, where you see these athletes get up in age and then the franchise just dump on them.
Yeah. And that's true, Kevin. And the fact is, the opportunities didn't exist for the athletes back then. But now the players have more of the power. It really is. This isn't you got drafted by us and now you must stay with us. We're gone from there. That doesn't exist anymore. We got Freddie calling up from Charlotte. Freddie, we're up against the break. Go on ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll get it in real quick because Kevin kind of touched on what I was going to say. But there's never, in my opinion, there's never really been any loyalty, man. It's all about options and opportunity, man. It's a reflection of society, you know. And you take that and you factor in that not only these athletes that have grown up, they've seen not only their parents and close loved ones or their favorite hero that they idolize growing up, play for a team and get cut off or work for a company and get nothing from it. So, you know, quote unquote, loyalty has never really existed, man. And I take it off the air.
All right. Now, I don't disagree with Freddie at all calling up from Charlotte. You have to do what's in your best interests. The organization, the team, wherever you work, you're a cog. There will be someone that will come after you and do the job. They may not be able to do it as well. They may find someone better or worse. It's not easy. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back. Joel Embiid has a comment about the NBA. Draymond Green has a comment about Devin Booker needing to leave. We'll talk about it and continue to take your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.